Some people like A and others like B. At BMW, we prefer X. Like the dynamic X3, meant for ultimate exploration. The X5, built to conquer even the most difficult paths, or the pinnacle of comfort and luxury, the X7. And since every X-Range vehicle is packed with performance and versatility, you'll always get the best of X. The BMW X-Range. Your next X-Venture starts here.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
I don't know that he can even get
that. If I'm the Warriors, I'm more interested in 4 and 100, which would be 25 a year and, you know, smaller numbers over a longer period. And if you're Kuminga, you might want 3 and 90 over 4 and 100. I don't know, but
maybe. Yeah.
I just saw that. I saw the Jalen Green contract yesterday and I thought, oh, yeah.
He's so young, he could sign for 4 years and he'll still be 26 when the thing's over.
Kuminga, yeah.
Exactly. So I think.
And Jalen Green's the same, I think.
I think he'll take the money. I think that you offer him more money, I think he'll take it. Like 3 and 75, 4 and 100. I think he would take 4 and 100. Okay. First off, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ in HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. And remember, it's 4 o'clock. Like, this is it. There's one spot left. You want it? We got the keyword, and we're going to give you that keyword coming up very shortly, within the next 10 minutes, very soon. Last spot in the knockout tournament. This is your last chance. So we invite you to keep listening, and we will throw you that word in just a few minutes and then give you instructions on what to do with it. How does this grab everybody? So All-Star Game, here comes Kevin Durant. He'll be a teammate with Steph Curry in this new format. So we're going to guide you through this audio because it's that kind of audio in a big room with a lot of people. It's not perfectly clean and clear, but take a listen and gather everything that you can. We'll guide you through the rest, and then we would love to hear how this makes you feel as a Warrior fan. This is Durant talking about this weekend and the past.
Hopefully people can look at the big picture and see I got a couple murals in that arena, in that concourse, you know. So for a couple days, I know it's going to be hard, but for a couple days, you can kind of forget about how I left the Warriors or how I came to the Warriors, me not wanting to go back to the Warriors, and just appreciate the weekend, appreciate the players that's there. Hopefully people can get off that and just, you know, appreciate basketball for the weekend.
Okay, so here's essentially what Kevin just said when he was asked about coming back to the Bay Area for the weekend. The first thing he references is, you know, I do have a couple of murals in that building based on championships. And so hopefully, for at least one weekend, people can remember that. He at one point goes, I know it's going to be hard, which I'd like to talk about that for a second. It is. Anyway, we'll get back to that. He says, I know it's going to be hard, but I hope that people can stop thinking about how I left the Warriors, how I didn't want to go back. So he's now openly speaking on that for the first time. And then says, just appreciate basketball. And then kind of refers to the entire thing with a profanity. We just leave all that bleep away for the weekend. Now, I heard this, Dibs, and I immediately was like, oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is way, way worse than I even realized, and I've been here for all of it. I know. I know all of the factors like we all do with Kevin Durant and what people say about him and how they're, I think the majority of Warrior fans are like, I wish the relationship, you know, I wish there weren't so many Warrior fans that felt the way they do, but some do. But I don't think anybody, do you know anyone who's like, bleep that guy? I hate Kevin Durant. I don't know anyone who feels that way about KD. But when I listen to this, he does. He thinks we hate him. That was my number one takeaway from listening to this. I don't, and that is just a damn shame.
Yeah, I don't know if I heard that. I'm hearing him describe coming back here more in terms of, you know, the team and the memories and all of it. I do think that there was a certain amount of the fan base who was thinking, it's Steph's team, and so it'll never be your team, and you're his plus one. And Kevin Durant looks at it like, okay, yeah, I might have been his plus one because Steph is great, but I'm equally great. And if the shoe was on the other foot, if Steph would have joined KD's team and they would have won back-to-back titles after KD had already won a title, it would have felt different for KD. I do think that he leaves here with a couple of different things in his mind. One is the fans never fully embraced him the way he wanted to be embraced, because if you want to make a list of top 25 players of all time, Steph and KD are both on there, and Steph is 11 and KD's 14, or KD's 12 and Steph is 13, whatever you want to do in terms of the order, but I think their two careers are pretty damn similar. Steph has more titles, KD probably has more accolades in terms of
I don't know
points
about that.
And uniqueness. I do think that if you wanted to look at it outside this market, there's a debate that you could have, and titles is always a big one for everyone.
Sure.
But if we want to do that, then Robert Horry's got 7. So Robert Horry, is he the 11th best player of all time because he's got the 11th most titles? Of course not. So I do think in these discussions we get too bogged down in titles. So I think part of it is him with a chip on his shoulder thinking, y'all in Golden State never appreciated me for how good I am. And the other piece of it is the Draymond, the Steve Kerr, the Joe Lacob, whatever it is about Kevin Durant's time here that he doesn't want to revisit.
That's interesting.
I heard that as two-pronged.
Yeah, you heard more of like a bleep you from Kevin Durant. At least that's what I'm hearing you say.
Or like bleep that. Not bleep you, but like,
but what's
bleep
that?
No.
But let's define that. Like, I think he's talking about the fans and saying, like, man, I wish I could come to the Bay Area and we would just talk about and celebrate basketball as opposed to the past. And then the references to the past, all very negative. The way I left and how I didn't want to go back. And I'm like, man, maybe it's just me. I never looked at the way Kevin left with some sort of anger. It's a disappointment. It's a bummer. You'd love for great players to stay, but I've always looked at free agency in sports where it's like, dude, if you want to go, go. Like, that's the deal.
Right.
You've earned free agency, and if you want to go, then go. And if you don't want to come back, then don't come back. And that's exactly what happened. In fact, the Warriors respected those wishes to such a level that they called off talks as soon as they found out that he didn't want to come. Like, a lot of times people are like, so what? I don't care if he wants to come. He's going to come. We'll be under contract, and we're going to play.
Yeah,
but they respect Kevin Durant, and I think that's the core word we're talking about right here. I think Kevin feels like he's not respected here. Most people I know have a ton of respect for Kevin Durant. They don't love the way it all played out, but it's not in a disrespectful sort of a way.
I agree with that, and if you wanted to ask people for the Family Feud, the top five reasons on the board why Kevin Durant wanted to leave. I do think that Draymond Green would be number one as far as reasons why Kevin Durant left. If what fans perceive...
Yeah, maybe. Yes.
I don't think that the fan backlash... I mean, the fan backlash might be number two or three, and a relationship with Steve Kerr that Kevin Durant maybe didn't love, or the ownership, or the lack of respect he felt... I think that if you want to look at reasons, for me, I'm not hearing him say that it's the fans, although we do know the fans never embraced him the way he felt right, like he should have been embraced.
I guess that's true, but at the same time, I've never thought that to be as like as surprising of a thing as seemingly the way it's talked about. Like, Kevin Durant wasn't embraced the same way Steph was. Duh.
Right, right.
Like, what are we talking about? Nobody... I don't get you. God could stand next to Steph, and they'll be like, I pick Steph.
Well, Steph would take God.
Yes, Steph would. Can't
Shout
take
out the big fella.
You can't pick yourself. Them's right. The rules.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
How weird is it that a free agent would come here and be like, yep, me and Steph side by side, right? Y'all love us the same, right? What are we talking about?
We're talking about a guy who walked in and got you two titles.
Yes, but we're talking about a homegrown star who will go down as one of the top 10 players of all time. Like, I don't know... Right, we could have a real conversation about whether there is another athlete in the history of this city as beloved as Steph. Any sport.
Yeah.
You could put him next to Joe Montana and have a debate.
He's on the Rushmore.
You put him next to Barry Bonds and have a debate.
Well,
Jerry Rice, debate.
It's Willie Mays and Willie McCovey.
Debate.
And, you know,
debate.
We can add in Ricky Henderson, and I know it's not this town, but we're talking about the market,
right?
And
like, but four, you know, titles. Like,
among the Titans, and no doubt.
If I put up a vote with all those names, who do you think would win? Most beloved Bay Area athlete ever.
Well, again, you're putting up a vote, and if we want to just do it in the room, you've got a 28-year-old and a 32-year-old.
But that
so
matters.
It's a little bit right. It matters
because everybody gets a vote.
Like, you didn't see Willie Mays, and you only got a little bit of Willie McCovey.
No, I did not, but I'd also argue I've never, and this is just me viewing the whole thing from afar as an observer, I've never seen an athlete connect with kids like Steph. Ever.
Well, that's true.
Ever.
Yeah.
I mean, people,
you know, I referee CYO, and what he's done to the fourth and fifth grade basketball player is criminal.
I understand.
Because
I get
these
it.
Kids all think that they...
I watch it.
And yeah,
yes.
You live it.
Yes.
Your kid's a fifth grader.
Yeah.
It's like, dude...
Well, he can knock down three. But...
Right. But stop going behind your back to go nowhere.
Right.
And these kids, it's dribble, dribble, and I go behind the back, and you've gone nowhere.
And then, right. And then fire.
Right.
An air ball.
And literally, in fourth and fifth grade, we don't count threes. So your 21-footer that you just made is a two.
It's a two.
Little Timmy.
That's right.
And I mean, great shot. You make one of every 27. That counts for two, homie.
Quick aside, how come every time you refer to a little kid, it's Timmy?
It just works.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wondered about that.
Well, and why is every cranky white woman Karen?
Oh.
The same thing.
Yeah, well,
and
Karen
I believe that the original Karen was a Karen.
I feel terrible for women who are named Karen.
It's brutal.
They did not deserve that.
That's a bad beat.
It is.
And just like, I mean, little Timmy it's perfect because you can close your eyes and picture little Timmy.
Little Timmy, sure.
Just one
sure,
more sure, quick sure. aside. Our neighbor, who is 7 years old, is actually Timmy.
Get out of here.
And all my daughter wants to do is go to Timmy's house. And I always laugh because he is a little Timmy.
You watch out for that kid.
That kid, he's a flat out receiver.
Yeah,
well, he can catch a football now.
He's 5 years older than her?
Yeah.
Yeah. When she gets to middle school, it's going to be a problem.
I'm going to be in the home by then.
You already are. Anyway.
Remember, we're
giving you the keyword that you need to claim the final spot in the knockout tournament coming up next. Plus, some of you want to weigh in. We'd really like to hear from you on this. Kevin Durant is coming back to the Bay for the All-Star game, and literally the first thought on his mind is, man, I hope everybody can stop worrying about how I left and all that bleep from the past and me not wanting to come. Kevin Durant seems to think that he's got a very controversial relationship with the Bay. And I've never read it that way. We'd love to hear what you think. 888-957-9570. Also sponsored by the San Francisco International Airport. Your call's next. This is Willard and Dibbs.
Curry's up. on the right side. Curry slowly comes up. Ball goes to Draymond, left corner. Bounce pass, Butler, right down Broadway, a two-hand slam. The Warriors designed that perfectly because of all the gravity, all the defenders were looking at Curry.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
Getting all kinds of weird texts this week.
Family, man.
Family. I even got this, you know, it's Valentine's Day, so...
is that today?
It is. I'm going to be a yes man to the ladies in my life. And there's not just the lovely Christy. There's my daughter. There's her two daughters.
Yeah.
And,
your mom.
Yes. I'll call her on the way home.
Okay.
You know that I always laugh when the kids call during the show. Because it's like, you live with me. You know me better than anyone. You know exactly what I do for a living. I rush home and cook you dinner every single night. You know exactly how this works. And then somehow, come tomorrow, at 2:45, she'll be like, Dad might be available to talk right now. Like, why are you calling me?
I mean.
Why? Because it makes you go, is somebody hurt? Did somebody get, right? Did you get in a wreck on a bike? Or like, what's going on? What's going on? Oh, Dad, could you buy a Starbucks?
God's sakes. That's a text, honey.
Exactly. So anyway, put that in the bucket with my text from my student earlier this week who asked if he could skip the midterm exam because it was his birthday. A lot of people were asking for updates on that. And yes, he went and celebrated his birthday, and he did skip the midterm.
Okay.
And then he apologized the next day, and he still got an F.
Yeah.
So that's that update.
And that's going to leave a mark on your grade. Even for a generous grader like yourself, zero is a zero.
It's a zero, totally.
Yeah.
So anyway, a lot of people want to weigh in on this. And on the KD thing, we'll play for you again what he said in just a second, but I do believe that it is about that time. And we've worked it all the way down to this. There is one spot.
How many?
One. One spot left. Number one. Thank you, Grandy.
This could be the winner. This could be the person who knocks out Mark Grandy.
This could be.
Off his little perch.
This could be. This could be the one.
It's a pretty big perch.
Like, what if...
I've had it with your perch.
What if it's Festus in San Francisco who wins? He's not an employee of the station.
No.
Don't say it, Grandy. I know what you're going to say.
I don't recall him being a great free throw
shooter. I knew you were going to say it. I knew it. Anyway. It's time to give out the keyword that you need to claim our very... final, our 50th.
Yeah, 56% for his career.
Or 50th? 45. 45th and final spot in the knockout tournament at Chase Center. And today, the keyword is, ladies and gentlemen, weekend.
Oh, God, I can't wait.
The keyword is weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And if you want to spell it with two E's or three.
Don't matter.
It doesn't matter because you're just saying it into Lucas's ear. That's it.
Yep.
So the keyword is weekend. Sometime in the next half hour, you're going to hear this sounder. Please do not call now. It will only serve to make us angry. But when you hear that sounder again, that's your cue to call the contest line at 415-523-4652. Contest line, 415-523-4652. The keyword is weekend. Don't call now, but save the number, save the word when you hear the sounder again. If you're the first person to call in with the correct keyword, you're in. You are the caboose. You are the final spot into the knockout tournament. Chase Center
You are
Court.
The junk in the trunk.
That's right, on March 3rd, and we will meet you there. So just keep listening. That's coming up very, very soon.
Pretty exciting.
Right. Yeah.
So 45 winners and about 10 of us at the station, so 55 roughly contestants for
roughly.
Our knockout
yeah.
game. And Mark Grandy last year emerged, our technical director, longtime host, fill-in host, weekends. He does it all, and turns out he's a knockdown shooter, and he is the defending champion.
You left out my favorite title for Mark Grandy. Captain Fancy Pants.
Yeah.
Because Mark Grandy, somehow, with that entire resume that you just laid out, somehow, some way, Mark Grandy became the only person with VIP access to the entire NBA All-Star Weekend, namely things involving Steph coming up this weekend. And he, along with Evan Giddings, will be doing a Fancy Pants Cigar Bar Party from 6 to 9 later on tonight. That's the new name of the show, by the way. Fancy Pants Cigar Party.
Sounds good. Tune in 6 to 9.
6 to 9. It's Captain Fancy Pants and his little sidekick, Evan Giddings, who just walked in.
Yeah.
The Fancy Pants Cigar Party coming up.
Catching strays, Evan.
6 o'clock.
Hosted by T.O. and Chad Ochocinco.
That's
right. No big deal.
Yep. And I'm sure they'll be hobnobbing and elbow rubbing coming up soon. Yes, the celebrity game is underway.
Oh, God.
Well, I noticed something. We're about to go to the phones.
I did, too.
And I'm doing a radio show, and I'm noticing that I'm speaking to the side of three heads. Yours, Lucas's, Grandy's, now Evan's, too. Everybody is glued to a split screen of a svelte-looking Barry Bonds.
Very svelte.
Who looks very unnerved, by the way, by what is taking place in a 2-0 celebrity game going up against Jerry Rice.
Well, his team is down, and he only gets one timeout, and I think he's thinking about using it early. Because Team Rice right now is taking it to him.
2-0.
From what I've watched, about two possessions, they could have made the rim out of the most precious china on earth, and it would be safe because these celebrities are hucking air balls.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Anyhow. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, all right.
Anyway,
so we're going to get it's tied now. It's 2-2. At halftime of this game, I'm told that we have another Fancy Pants who's on the scene and is going to call in and let us know the lay of the land. So that's coming up on the show, too.
I'm looking forward to that.
All right. So anyway, here's the KD thing. He was asked about coming back to the Bay. And listen to where this conversation, uncomfortably, in my opinion, goes.
Hopefully people can look at the big picture and see I got a couple murals in that arena, in that concourse, you know. So for a couple of days, I know it's going to be hard, but for a couple of days, you can kind of forget about how I left the Warriors or how I came to the Warriors. Me not wanting to go back to the Warriors and just appreciate the weekend, appreciate the players that's there. Hopefully people can get off that and just, you know, appreciate basketball.
Okay, so a little bit hard to hear, so let me summarize it again.
I'm having a hard time with it.
Yeah, it's getting worse every time I hear it, to be honest with you. Like,
I mean, the three pieces of, like, how I came to the Warriors. Well, you were chilling in the Hamptons, I believe, and you took meetings, and of all the meetings you took, you picked the Warriors. So that's how you came to the Warriors. You came there of your own volition.
Did he reference coming to the Warriors? I heard him reference how he left the Warriors and then how he didn't want to go back.
It was a three-piece.
Oh, was it?
It was how I came to the Warriors, how I left the Warriors, and how I don't want to come back.
Yeah.
So how you came was you held court and you made a choice as a free agent and you won two titles. How you left, we can get into that. How you left was you were good enough to allow the team to make a sign and trade so that they actually got something for you. So that was kind of cool.
Turned into Jonathan Kuminga and Jimmy Butler, by the way.
Right, eventually.
Eventually.
And so, like, why you left is not how you left, but I get that's kind of what he was saying.
Well, right, but I guess what bugs me about it is that the mere question seems to set Kevin off into this place of, hey, I got murals in that building.
Mm.
So put aside all your feelings about how I left and that I don't want to come back. Put that bleep aside and let's just celebrate basketball. And I'm like, whoa, dude, nobody's that mad at you. Like, sure, there's a couple comments here and there. There's some people who are like, oh, you're butterfly, Kevin Durant. You read social media too much. Sure. There's always those people. And are you overly sensitive? I think it's a pretty fair deal. Burner accounts and all of these things. But that's Kevin. If that's you, that's you. Be authentic. That's fine. But, man, it feels to me like Kevin thinks that we hate him. That everybody here in the Bay cannot remember the championships through the weeds of you left and you don't want to come back, you snake in the grass. And I'm like, that is not how we feel about Kevin Durant at all.
No, not
I don't
at all.
Think.
I agree with you. And the fact that he's coming back here for the All-Star game, and that is his big takeaway, where he has to talk about, like, why he came, why he left, and why he doesn't want to come back. Nobody really cares about any of that, honestly, here, Kevin. All we want is to celebrate the All-Star game. And really, I would say the majority of Warrior fans want to celebrate you, Kevin, because as a Warrior fan, I'm thrilled that he was a part of what turned into a dynasty. And without Kevin Durant, they don't win those two championships, and they don't have a dynasty. And you could talk about how they should have won with, you know, Draymond when he got suspended, but if you win that one and you beat LeBron for your second title, then KD never comes, and I don't know if you get another one after that. So
totally.
Whatever happened, happened, and Kevin Durant will forever be a big part of it, and I'm not sure if his number will be retired, but he will be forever immortalized here in Golden State.
Yeah, I don't know what actually makes him tick, too. You know, like, I don't know. Everybody has decided that, oh, he hates Draymond, and that's why he left. I don't know that that's the whole story. And then other people are like, well, he could never be loved like Steph. What a weird thing. Like, of course not. You said, like, who would just arrive, and because you win two titles, you're like, that's it. Now it's me and Steph. It's like, what? No. That, of course that's not how it works. Steph is Steph. He's drafted here. He'd won a title before you got here. Like, I don't know, man. Like, that's just it's a weird set of circumstances
to me. It is, but and before we go to the phones, yeah. And I know there's a bunch of people waiting to weigh in on this, I do think, and I'm not trying to go all psychoanalyst on Kevin Durant because I don't know the man, but it seems to me he is still searching for that love, that basketball love, where he gets to a place and he feels the love and he feels embraced and he feels the complete fulfillment, because he came here and he won twice and it ended the way it ended, and he went to Brooklyn and he went to Phoenix and he didn't want to come back here, and I don't know what he's looking for, but it feels to me like he's still searching for something.
Maybe, I don't know. Like, now it sort of feels like he's just spinning in the afterworld. Like, now he's 36 years old. He's on a team right now that's tracking on not even making the play-in tournament, for God's sakes. Like, I don't know. Is he still searching, or is he just balling and playing it out? We know Kevin. Kevin is just about ball.
Yeah.
And by the way, I can confirm from someone who travels with the Phoenix Suns, like, he works still like crazy, and then as soon as practice or the games are over, he's back to the room. That's it. There's nothing else.
Yeah.
Kevin is ball and home.
There's never been any shade or dirt on Kevin. And
no.
When you look at his career, he's one of only 8 players to ever score 30,000 points in the NBA.
Yeah.
And he's got 2 titles. He's top 8 all-time in scoring. And he is singularly one of the most incredible players I've ever seen. And if you want to make a list of best players ever, you can't get past 20 without getting to Kevin Durant, I don't think.
Are we going to see a Hall of Fame speech one day where he's walking through everything that happened in his career and he's like, yeah, and then there's the championship years at Golden State. And I mean, I know they hate me there now. Like, it's real unfortunate the way that relationship. Like, is this coming out? Is that in there at such a level? Eric in Oakland. Hi, Eric. Thanks for calling. What's going on? What's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Yeah, I mean, I think I'm hearing what you're saying. I think the thing is, like, you're not really putting yourself in his shoes, right? I mean, I think he's really upset at how it all ended. And one of the things I think we're not talking about is the narrative before he left was he's gone, he's out, he's not going to be here. And a lot of that was created by the media, and a lot of that was created by the fans. And I think that was something that really burns him about how that went down. I remember thinking about that when all of those news stories were out there. And, like, it's just like, I think he is really, feels really burned by how it all went down. It's not that the fans don't love him, but I think it's like, from his seat, it's like, he's got a real bad taste in his mouth and how it went down, right? And I think that's what's coming through in these comments.
Maybe, yeah. Eric, again, like, he's...
Damn media.
He's a complex guy, and I don't want to act like I know what he's thinking. Eric, thanks. Maybe he is talking about his own experience. But again, when I hear him talk, he's sort of, it's a request that he's making. Hey, people, remember the murals, remember the good things, celebrate basketball, get all that other crap out of your head about how I left and that I didn't want to come, and just leave that bleep at home. And I'm sitting here going, we are. Who's still talking about this?
He is.
I don't, like, does Kevin think that people are at Warriors games where you're rooting for Steph and Jimmy and Draymond, and then they get to a timeout, the Warriors are up five halfway through the second quarter, and they sit back in their chair and grab a beer and look at each other and go, can you freaking believe that KD guy left? Like, this is not what we're... There is not that anger that he seems to think is there.
But last week when we had the whole day of, oh my goodness, it looks like KD, the Warriors are zeroing in on KD.
They were
back
close.
To the Warriors.
They were close.
There were fans who were not interested in that, and it was more than just basketball reasons.
But was it because of that directly? Like, I didn't hear a lot of people say, I don't want Kevin Durant back because he left us. I might have heard people say, I don't want Kevin Durant back because he's 36.
Or just because of the way he left and he doesn't gel with Draymond. I did hear some of that. It wasn't a lot of it. And I personally was in the same camp as you, which is like,
bring him.
Dude can still play. Guy's 30 points a night, even at 36 or 37. So I was here for it. But there are some fans who didn't want to revisit that.
Bob in the city next up. Hi, Bob. Thanks for calling.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Love your show.
Thank you.
I have something to offer in regard to why fans don't embrace Kevin Durant.
Yeah, let's hear it.
And, you know, listen, there are a few people on earth that I enjoy watching play basketball more than Kevin Durant, and so thankful that he was here and even made sacrifices to his game, right, to fit in. That's wonderful. The crazed sports fan might call him a crybaby. Maybe I'll call him, he's just a head case. He's always been a head case. He doesn't always say the right thing. Now, when you compare him to somebody like Steph, who, of course, we fell in love with here, he's easy to love. I mean, the guy is always saying the right thing. His family is wonderful. And to dovetail it into something you guys have been talking about the last couple of days and earlier today, Steph Curry, after playing a game 4 days ago, then a couple days ago, then last night, and being an all-star, was at an undisclosed location helping Oakland Unified School kids today. You know, we don't know when he got in last night. Aisha was there. Seth was there. Wonderful family. And beyond him being one of the greatest players to watch and one of the greatest players of all time, he's a wonderful human being. He's an anomaly. Kevin Durant... not so much as far as I'm concerned. Unbelievable basketball player. But, you know, as far as the chip on his shoulder that he, you know, that he has a chip on his shoulder and the way he feels, he's just going to have to deal with that. But that's my feeling about KD and comparing him to Steph.
Yeah, Bob, thanks. Appreciate it.
Unfair to compare any human being to Steph.
No doubt.
Unless you want to talk about, like, Mahatma Gandhi.
Right.
I mean, some of the greatest humanitarians ever.
Seriously. But then I'd also say this, and I don't think a lot of people get to know this because he's a way more private guy, but from what I've heard and the little that I know, and it's not much, you want to talk about the way Kevin Durant interacts with fans? He's fantastic. Like, think about what we say about Kevin. He's too sensitive. Well, what does that mean then? Now take that to the other parts of his life. He's very sensitive. I've always known Kevin to be a very, very caring person. People I know who have had interactions with him, kids, whatnot, whether it's seeking an autograph or this, that, the other, Kevin has done unbelievable stuff, goes out of his way to be very kind to those who are kind to him. Now, he's very sensitive, so that means that he thinks there are a lot of people out there who aren't kind to him, and maybe he lets that get to him. But I would like to stop short of, like, Kevin's not good around people. I don't think Kevin trusts a lot of people, but if you run into Kevin on the street, I think that'll go really well for you. I mean, he's big.
Yeah.
So
tall.
Right.
As long as you're not in the media and, you know,
well, yeah.
Or on Twitter, then.
Don't have one of those lanyards around your neck.
Yeah, exactly.
Or just have Grandy with you.
Yeah.
Because then you can get past all the ropes.
Apparently, yeah. Big time cigar party happenings tonight. Yeah. Love it.
Fancy Pants Cigar Party.
That's right.
What we're calling it.
Yep.
Steve in Pleasanton is next on Willard and Dibs. Hi, Steve.
How you guys doing?
Really good. What's up?
Good. Hey, couple quick things. One, to your earlier point about guys not playing back-to-back nights, it's crazy, right? You're making $30, $40, $50 million a year. Like, we all have to go to work every day after we're tired. Like, it just, it's insane to me. And that's the only point I'll make there. And then I was struck last night watching the Warrior game. Well, we're four games into Jimmy Butler and how quickly we've all forgotten about Andrew Wiggins. I mean, I was one of those guys kind of on the fence about whether or not we're losing youth and all those things. But you see Butler in the fourth quarter, palming the ball, just looking confident. I mean, it's a whole different world, and I think I love Andrew Wiggins, but we clearly got the better end of that deal.
Steve, thanks. I get where you're coming from completely. The better end of the deal. I think both teams are coming from a completely different place. So that's hard to sort of quantify because the Heat are in a spot where somebody won't play for them. He's disgruntled. They absolutely have to get rid of him. What'd they get out of it? Well, they got Andrew Wiggins and next year's first round draft pick. That's not nothing. You could do worse. So, you could make the case on some level maybe that both teams got a pretty good return considering the situation they were in. I'll just say it this way in full agreement. It looks like the Warriors are a better team today than they were a week and a half ago.
And if Miami is hoping for something out of Andrew Wiggins, then you've got a couple more years of his contract where you would hope that he plays better. But two games in, he is 7-for-24 from the floor. He's getting you 12 points a night, and you lost both games. And I know Miami doesn't have designs on the Larry O'Brien, but the first two games are kind of what we had here with Andrew Wiggins for a long, long time.
Oh, look out! Look out! That's it! This is the one!
Number one.
This is the last chance to come see us and play ball on the Chase Center court and get into the knockout tournament. And what you have to do is call the contest line right now. 415-523-4652. I hope you got the keyword from earlier today. Earlier this hour, that is. 415-523-4652. Call right now. And the first person to get through with the correct keyword is with us in clutch fashion. A buzzer beater, if you will, to join us for the knockout tournament on the Chase Center court on Monday, March 3rd. One more time, the contest line is 415-523-4652. Best of luck to all of you, and a very, very hearty thank you from all of us for listening and for trying. Even those of you who don't end up getting in, thank you for all of the efforts that we've seen from all of you to get into this event that we look forward to here in a few weeks.
Looking forward to it, yeah, and meeting all of you out there, all 45 of you and 44 and counting, and the calls are coming in now. One more lucky qualifier gets to shoot free throws against Mark Grandy and the rest of us at Chase Center.
I'm sorry, against who?
The champ.
What's his name?
Mark Grandy.
No. Captain Fancy Pants.
That's right.
Captain Fancy Pants.
Yeah, get it right.
And Evan Giddings will be broadcasting live tonight at the Amador Club from 6 to 9 on 95.7 The Game on the Fancy Pants Cigar Party.
Mm-hmm.
It's 85 Cigar Night, party thrown by Chad Ochocinco and T.O., who are both hoping to get Grandy's autograph. Other celebrities on hand include Dusty Baker, Tim Hardaway, Mitch Richmond, Chris Mullin, Baron Davis, Jason Richardson, and more. It's brought to you by the Celebrity Pickleball Bash. For your tickets to this weekend's events, go to celebritypickleballbash.com. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. More of your calls next, plus we check in at the Celebrity Game pretty soon, right here on Willard and Dibs.
Yeah. shows the ball. Waiting. Shot clock at 9 to Curry. Curry backs up, guarded by Jeff Green. Curry, dribble drive. Stops. Fakes to Draymond. Back to Curry. Pump fake. Takes a dribble. Takes a three. Good! A relocation three for Curry. And the lead is pushed to 7.
Now back to Willard and Dudes. Take it away, Mark.
All right, Steph. You have a good weekend, too. You and I both looked at each other each time that Fancy Pants Grandy plays that clip of Tim Roy. And we're both sitting there, I can tell, we're both hoping for the same thing, and it doesn't happen.
It'll never happen.
Damn it.
It's a relocation sensation from Curry.
Come on, Tim.
Come on, Tim.
How do we?
Cha-ching!
Oh, man. It would have been so good if he had done that.
It would, but he's been really tolerant of our bastardization of his catchphrase.
I'm sorry?
It's a bastardization sensation from Willard and Dudes. Hey, this is Tim Roy. You're listening to two guys who ripped me off on the daily on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Dibs, your picks stink. Thanks, Tim. It's unbelievable. But yeah, I mean, it's all we can do to get him to let fly an elevation sensation, which is the original, which is why we've taken such liberties. And it's fun to take those liberties. And Tim is not against it.
He says he doesn't mind.
And when he joins us,
I believe him.
Well, at the end of our interviews, he'll usually throw one out.
That's true.
He'll throw us a bone. But yeah. I don't think in the broadcast that he's ready to completely go off the reservation. Would be an off-the-reservation sensation.
It would.
And he won't.
Hey.
But I just did.
Who brought those?
What do you got, donuts?
Lucas, turn the mic on. Turn the mic on.
Well, Granny's not going to have any because he just put
his
teeth
back. Hello, this is Lucas, your producer.
What are you doing with those?
Huh? These are crumble cookies. And
I know they are.
Me by my girlfriend, Victoria.
Oh, so
this is
quite an effort to make us think that she's real. That's an incredible...
Is she really, from the Niagara Falls area?
You've gone to incredible lengths to make her look real.
I'm opening it for the first time in a long time, and they've now been smashed.
Oh.
In transportation. Well, thanks. Yeah, you get to capture my disappointment.
A transportation sensation.
It would be.
That's the second time I've seen... I was at Crumble this morning.
Hey.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Well, it wasn't for me. Yeah.
Nice.
We're picking some up for the kids for Valentine's Day.
Crumble's an actual place?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't know what cookies are?
I've never heard of Crumble, no.
You've never heard of Crumble cookies?
How many more times do I have to say it before you understand it and believe it?
I'm stunned.
I know that Crumble is what happens when you have a cookie in your backpack and it gets smashed by your laptop. I get that.
Hi, this is Mark Willard for Crumble cookies. Has a little ring to it, doesn't it?
It does, if you can sell me on what it is. When you go to Crumble Cookies, are the cookies all in pieces? Or can you get an actual whole cookie at Crumble Cookies?
They are if somebody has to travel apparently all the way across town for Lucas, but normally no.
Okay.
No. Quick description, Crumble.
Sounds like false advertising to me.
First of all, they're very, very large and decadent cookies. They're little cookie houses, which are popping up all over the place. It's a very, very large chain.
I'm seeing it now.
Yeah.
Crumble.
Correct. No E. Right. Just Crumble. I know it bothers you.
I'm already a little bit annoyed.
I know you're annoyed.
But go ahead.
I know.
But I'm looking at the website right now.
But everything annoys you. So
that's untrue. No, I came in a fantastic mood.
That's not true. Anyway.
I ripped 17 different things and I felt better.
So they're very, very large, decadent cookies.
I'm looking at it.
And what they do is every Sunday or Monday or whatever it is, they come out with their flavors for the week. And they're only there for the week. They have a couple of standbys, I think, their chocolate chip is always there.
Dude.
But they're very, very involved and very, descriptive, and they got all these things going on, and it's a big thing, when they come out on Monday or Sunday with, what's going on at Crumble this week, and everybody dives in, it's a big social media thing, we all look at what's coming this week, then you talk about which ones you would want, which ones don't sound good, and then you usually don't go, because you get, you don't eat decadent cookies every day of the week.
Sure.
But as a treat, you go, and they're open late, and they do all the stuff, and they're really, they're crazy good.
I'm just going to say this
crazy good.
On behalf of, myself, it's on me for not having heard of it, because I'm looking at locations right now.
It's a very popular thing
right
now.
In the 9-county Bay Area, I'm looking from Santa Rosa out to east of Fairfield. I see 6 in San Jose. You've got Livermore. There's probably 20 Bay Area locations. And so, yeah, I'll raise my hand to the scores table. Yeah. It's on me for never having heard of it.
We knew that already. But anyway, go ahead, Lucas.
While you're looking at information of it, do not scan over to the nutrition facts.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't look at the calories in these things.
Well, I mean,
it's,
well,
like, no, it's a whole cake in one cookie.
But the problem is when
wasn't
you have,
life read coming up,
when you have teenagers in the house, they treat them like cookies.
Yeah.
Meaning, when you're done with your meal, have a cookie. It's dessert.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to eat these by... You,
have 2,500 calories for dessert.
You're not supposed to go have a cookie by one of these by yourself. This is a sharing cookie, or this is a multi-trip cookie.
This is
like, I'm going to have a piece in the afternoon. I might go back and have another piece after dinner tonight. We're not having a whole crumble cookie by yourself, but I've not been able to convince my teenagers of that so far to this point.
I'm not trying to blow the endorsement for all of us, but...
Can you clip this, please, and send it to sales?
Yeah, well, anyway. Clip it before you get to this part, because... It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
You are really on one today.
So you get a cookie, have the whole cookie.
You can.
That is,
you're allowed to.
Thank you.
Nobody arrests you. I just don't think it's necessarily advisable.
Coming up next, you're going to tell me how much one of these cookies is, and it probably is.
They're not
$12.
No. I actually think for the whole process of what they are, that the price is pretty. It's pretty good. You walk in there and get a 4-pack for about $15, I think, right?
Yeah.
Maybe a little more?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. But like, you know.
Yeah. 20. You're right.
So it's not crazy. It's not cheap, but it's not crazy. See, you thought it'd be $12. It's not.
Yeah. Anyway.
What does one cost? $4? Yeah, like $4.
Can you even buy one?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Absolutely. You walk in there and be like, give me a cookie. They're not going to be like, no. It's not like Costco where you got to buy like 6 of them.
This whole bit is a long way to say that you've buried the lead.
What's the lead?
Lucas has a girlfriend.
I found this out last week. And he has pictures. Apparently, this is actually a real thing.
All I'm saying is, cookie or no cookie. And you know what? I'm Dan Dibley, and I cannot wait to have my first crumble because I want to have a cookie that I'm not allowed to eat the entire cookie of. But that's neither here nor there. Lucas has a girlfriend.
Apparently. And apparently it's not brand new. And apparently he's been hiding her from everybody.
I can't believe this.
Which has its own set of questions, by the way.
Well,
is it actively hiding?
Seems like it.
No one's ever asked.
Dude, did you invite her to the fancy pants thing at Splash that we all did last week?
Yeah, but she was working.
She was working. She said no. Who says
she
no
said,
to that?
She said, I wish I could be there.
I didn't see that part.
I had a client.
Yeah. What's she do?
Hair.
It's
that person's not going to still have hair tomorrow? Like, I got to go see my boyfriend for free food at Splash. And meet other people he works with to corroborate evidence and prove that I'm real.
Did you know that Crumble does mini cookies? Learned a lot today. We're all learning.
Oh, good little diversion, yeah.
Dude, can you unlock the lines, please? People might want to be talking about Kevin Durant or Crumble cookies. I don't know which.
Did you congratulate Darius in San Francisco yet?
Darius in San Francisco, ladies and gentlemen, is our last winner.
Darius in San Francisco?
Darius in San Francisco. We will see you at the knockout tournament.
I have just been told by the promotions department that he has been installed as the favorite for the event. Darius in San Francisco, you're the favorite. We're coming for you, D.
You're our favorite.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
On Valentine's Day,
I don't know if he's the favorite.
I heart you, Darius.
Yeah, yeah. I thought you hated Valentine's Day.
I don't hate anything. I just refuse.
You sound like you do.
Well,
I'm just letting you know.
I'm going to let you know this, Mark.
No, you
I refuse to have a corporate entity
tell me when
I get to express my love for another human being.
Okay, fine.
I refuse.
Fine.
It doesn't mean I hate.
But you can't rip the crumble cookie. You haven't even had one yet.
I'm not ripping
it. You ripped them.
I just didn't know about it.
Right, but then you said, it's $12 and I'm not going to eat the whole... Will you just try it?
Like, if that's me.
I can talk long enough, as you know. If you want to go in the other room and try one right now, go try one and then come back and tell me if that is a high quality.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What does it take to change the course of lung disease? It takes groundbreaking research in pursuit of new therapies. It takes the world's leading experts in complex pulmonary conditions focused on restoring patients' quality of life. It takes visionaries to improve treatment options for even the most advanced disease. To lead lung care forward across our region and the world, it takes Temple Health.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.